use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, start it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, get it,
and right now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, just when you thought Google was going to have major trouble in Asian markets, the Nexus One introduced by Ninjas. Boy, Ninjas. Did you see that video?
I have not.
We're going to have to check this video out. Hello, everybody. This is Steven.
And this is Chris.
And you are listening to That Computer Show, your source for the latest in gaming and technology news. We have got electric planes, non-electric tablets, and hamburgers with Wi-Fi.
What?
Kind of, yeah. And how about Apple and Microsoft getting in bed together? Bing! Oh, a little something going on. War makes strange bedfellows, ladies and gentlemen. So, without further ado, I bring you That Computer Show, episode 121. Let's do this, Marines. Actually, we don't have any Marines in the store right now, but we're still going to do this. Okay, I want to start off talking about the Nexus One. What is the Nexus One? Do we know what the Nexus One is?
Isn't it that stripe of like multicolored light that comes by and gets Will Shatner?
That actually might be the Nexus, yes.
Yes.
I don't think that's the Nexus One.
Oh, okay.
That is one Nexus. Whoopi Goldberg is in there. But only an echo
and
of her.
And Picard for a little bit, for a little while.
Yeah. Kind of trippy. Wow. I hadn't thought about that movie in a long time. Thanks. The Nexus One. We were talking of Google's phone. The Google phone. Nexus One. There's a cool video. Now, I found this on device.com. It is Ninjas. Toy Ninjas unboxing the Nexus One. I'm going to send Chris a link to this so that he can watch it and be amazed. It's kind of cool. It's basically just a little bit of stop-motion innovation in the hizzy. But is it rude to burp on the mic in the air?
Yes. That would be considered rude.
But not a violation of FCC rules.
No, just downright rude.
Downright rude?
Downright rude.
Downright. Is that a southern thing? Like downright? Like, that's downright rude.
I don't know.
Do people from Wisconsin say downright? They say golly. That's golly rude. No.
Golly gee.
Yeah.
Oh, not geez. Ollie gee. That's.
Yeah. Oh, geez. That's rude. Yeah, that's a Jewish guy from Britain being a white guy from New. Anyway, wow. The Nexus One, introduced by Ninjas, ladies and gentlemen. It's a cool video, simply because the red ninja gets it, and the black and the white ninja fight each other. You gotta see it. It's neat. Okay. Enough of that news. That's not news. Wi-Fi. Mic Wi-Fi. You like that?
Mic Wi-Fi?
Mic Wi-Fi, yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah.
In related news, you can get a Big Mac in a snack wrap now.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. Ooh, no.
Will said it was good.
Just the image of it. And maybe it's because the pickles are very prominent in the image.
Ooh.
And any wrap that's got... It's hard for me to say without gagging. Pickles.
I'm pretty sure that's rude on the air, too. You don't like pickles?
Not on a hamburger, no. It's disgusting.
Really? What?
No, it's gross.
I thought you were an American citizen.
I am, and we don't like pickles
Americans
on hamburgers.
Do. If you're American, you do.
You eat a pickle with a hamburger, not on a hamburger.
You do both.
Negative. Negative, Ghost Rider.
You really don't know what you're talking about right now.
Pattern is full, man.
You
don't
speak,
put
okay,
pickles
ladies and gentlemen,
on a hamburger.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chris does not speak for anyone else on the
red board. Onions.
No.
Spicy mustard.
No,
lettuce,
no,
tomato, a little touch of mayonnaise.
But you know what? That's a discussion for another time, because I'm pretty sure there are a lot of red-blooded... Blue tick hound dog, four-wheel drive riding Americans that like pickles. And, in fairness, there are probably some Wisconsin cheeseheads that like pickles on their hamburgers. I just said hamburgers on their pickles. You guys didn't catch it. Anyway. Okay. But
there's probably also people out there that like insect-covered chocolate.
But all of those Americans like the idea of Mic Wi-Fi. But
you're moving your mouth away from the mic to breathe.
I wasn't breathing.
Okay.
I was burping. Okay, so everybody likes Mic Wi-Fi. You know what Mic Wi-Fi is?
Yeah. Oh, you've gone on about this. We talked about pickles and hamburgers. We actually talked about the Wi-Fi issue.
Yeah, okay. McDonald's for a long time has offered Wi-Fi in their fine family restaurants. Well, but the thing is, they make you pay for it. It was like $2.95 for 2 hours of use.
Oh, well, that's more than a burger.
Yeah.
I mean, that's $2.95. That's more than you spend at McDonald's on a burger, fries, and a drink. It's like,
well,
if I'm going to spend $6 or $7 at McDonald's, Then I'll just go to Starbucks and get a coffee and a bagel.
Here's the thing. Now Wi-Fi's McDonald's free. Has quality coffee in McCafe.
Oh, well then I'll just... Okay.
And starting on January 15th, 2010, McDonald's began giving away free Wi-Fi unlimited at 11,500 of its 1,400 locations. The news here is that you don't have to pay for McWi-Fi anymore. Get it free, delivered by AT&T.
Interesting. Yeah.
Which, actually, a lot of the Burger Kings in this area, they're owned by Brandy Inc. is the name of the company that owns all of them. They've been offering free Wi-Fi for a while. So, you know, you can get your Whopper Junior and wireless.
Hmm.
So, really, the news here is that Chris doesn't like pickles on his hamburgers.
Nope.
Yep.
I don't either.
You know what? After the show, I'm going to go ask everybody. Now, here's the thing.
I'll put a poll on the website. Here's the show.
Here, you know what you should. But here's the thing. I kind of don't either. But I'm not going to push that on you. If you like pickles on your hamburger?
Nope.
If you do, it's okay. I don't judge. And closing that window, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so what else are we going to talk about? Controversy. Oh, electric planes. Electric planes. This is cool. If I can find the link. There's a link here. The unique E-430 electric plane to ship in the year 2011. Chris, check this link out. This is a cool... simply because the plane looks cool is why I'm interested. yes, the E-430, a two-seat electroplane that has actually been flying for the past 6 months, not continuously, because that would be really amazing.
The batteries go dead.
Yeah. It'll be ready to buy next year. It is electrically powered. It could change the world, according to the company. Yeah, sure, whatever.
Yeah, somebody said that about the Segway, too, right?
Holy crap, costing just $2 per hour to power its flight.
And that is pretty impressive.
That's, I think, yeah. The first planes will cost about $89,000. Actually, not bad as far as private planes go. Low noise, emissions-free, whisper-quiet engine, blah, blah, blah. 25-to-1 glide ratio. So... yeah,
I like the first comment on device.
Yeah.
We can't say it on the air, but it's basically, yay!
Yes.
Yay.
now, here's what somebody said. Let's put some solar panels on that bad boy. I wonder what the weight ratio, the cost of the additional batteries.
Well, if you use the new photovoltaic cells that the researchers are trying now, they're about the size of glitter. So,
Are they batteries?
No, they're
like solar cells.
Photovoltaic.
The size of glitter.
Glitter. Instead of one large panel of cells,
they just sprinkle it on.
You just sprinkle it on. Or you can. There's also research done into the applying of photovoltaic materials via paint.
I've heard about that.
Paint it on.
Yeah, so. we talked about that on the show.
Not nearly as efficient as the other cells, but you could put it over larger and...
Yeah, you could paint your whole stinking house with it.
Yeah.
Like, go to Lowe's and get, like, I'd like solar panel red, please, and you just... That was me painting.
Hope so.
Yeah. that's kind of cool. And actually, I've got some other cool news about electric-y, plane-y stuff, but first I'm going to talk about a decidedly non-electronic or electric-y thing. Actually, it is, but the Boogie Board LCD tablet. Did I give you the link to that?
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't think
yeah.
so.
Yeah, no, I did. Hold on, I'll send it to you again. this is kind of cool, also from Device. You guys know we love Device. While the news is not always interesting or accurate, they got some cool stuff. Kent Displays has been working on a no-power reflex LCD, but now they have a new arm, not literally, but figuratively, Improv Electronics. And they have created the new Boogie Board LCD writing tablet. It's not a tablet computer. It's actually it's like a clipboard that you can write on.
It looks a lot like those signs that you see at restaurants where they write on it and it lights up.
Yeah. They apply a black light to it and they ring. It is, but it has a little watch battery inside that when you press it, it erases the whole thing.
I hate to break it to these guys. They've been beaten to the market.
By?
Etch-a-Sketch.
Interesting you should say that. You don't have to shake this. It's not filled with magnetic filings that are a mess if you happen to
put
it
open. But it's because it doesn't even have a watch battery to go dead.
Yeah, but have you ever tried to write on an Etch-A-Sketch? Like, to actually write on it?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that this is much faster.
Okay.
Like, draw a smiley? Have you ever tried to draw a smiley face?
Mm-hmm. Actually, it's pretty good. You had to get your timing just right.
That's my point. Timing just right.
Rolling.
With this, I don't need skill, talent, or timing. Anyway, I'm going to get one of these things. They sold out on Amazon, but it looks like they're going to have more of these available. It's $30 for this thing. It's probably a gimmick. It's probably silly and
cheap. Yeah, I would rather just use a piece of paper and a pen.
But seeing how much effort goes into, well, you can't erase a piece of paper and pen.
Well, yeah, but you could just recycle the paper and use another piece.
Our Saturday night games, when you know I need to like write things down. How cool. Huh?
E-paper.
Mm. It's one step. That's my point. It's one step closer to e-paper, people. Peter Piper picked a pack of e-paper.
Okay.
So I'm going to get one in, and it's going to be much cooler than Chris thinks. Not as cool as I think. It'll be somewhere in the middle, but it's still going to be cool. I'm just saying. Yeah. So, thank you, Chris, for raining on my parade. I'm going to go cry in a corner now.
I mean, it looks cool, but...
E-paper. You waving at me like a gangsta? Are you saying we have 4 minutes? That's right, Shine. Just 4 minutes, yes, yo. Okay. Okay. So, pooping on the tablet, we've got the NASA Puffin. Wow. I don't know if I want to talk about Uranus having liquid diamonds.
What? Wow.
That'll be in the next segment. Woo! Yeah.
I'm really enjoying this heritage Dr. Pepper over here. Just me and this can of
liquid
sugar.
Diamonds.
Mm-mm. Huh. Although, did you guys see the skit with Jennifer Love Hewitt on what's his name's show, where she was talking about having her other body parts bedazzled, if you will? Go look it up. YouTube it. You'll see.
I'm gonna hold on. Let me make a note of that. What was it, Jennifer?
It was along the same lines as your diamond encrusted.
No, it's not.
Joke.
It's not diamond. There's liquid diamonds on Uranus and on Neptune. It's real news. I'm not even making this up. Hold on.
Yeah.
Hewitt, and what is it? And bedazzled?
Something like that.
Okay. That'll will. In unrelated news, NASA claims its quiet one-person electric aircraft is real. Okay.
Real scary looking.
No, it's real awesome looking, dude. Okay.
Okay. The animated video was really neat. Explain this thing, then I'll punch holes in it like I normally do.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. That's kind of our shtick. Wow, it'd be different if I liked it. Okay, so NASA says that the Puffin, its single passenger aircraft,
What's NASA Puffin?
It's their single passenger aircraft.
That was a wee joke.
Puffin. I get it. I'm not a druggie, so sorry. Okay, basically. They're combating the idea of jetpack, because you know you put a jetpack on and that's really cool. We've seen the Stormtrooper jetpack.
Well, you need to walk before you can run, so just put some propellers on there. Yeah.
Yeah,
propellers.
And so with a jetpack, you like burn your feet off because you know, it's flames shooting out of your butt effectively. So the Puffin, using today's technology, can cruise for 50 miles. But engineers at NASA say that they could triple the range by the year 2017. There's a cool video. Actually, it's kind of a moderately silly video. It's basically a vertical takeoff and landing plane, but it's a single man kind of a thing. You have to watch the video. It's like here in this picture, it's landed, and then the propellers spin.
Did you watch the video?
I did, yeah.
Now, what I find interesting is takeoff looks easy. You step up to it, you get in, probably push a few buttons, and it takes off. It looks pretty simple. Landing, however... doesn't appear to be very simple.
Really?
And they said that it would probably have to be an automated landing procedure.
Oh, obviously, yeah, obviously. You could.
And my biggest thing is, I mean, it's neat. It's neat. If you needed to get somewhere pretty quick, and you wanted to show off, or just getting around. But
you know what?
The
military
biggest issue?
Applications are going to be the first use for this thing.
What applications?
Military.
Probably.
Like covert ops and infiltration. It's going to be awesome.
We can use an unmanned drone for that.
Yeah, but an unmanned drone can't, like, go in, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Steven Seagal, Bruce Lee style, and, like, shoot people.
Mm.
He can just do it from the air.
What happens when it stalls?
Then you're screwed.
You can't. There's no emergency landing.
What happens with aircraft all the time? Come on.
They end up in the Hudson.
Come on. All right, that is all for round one of That Computer Show. Round two is coming up, where we will bust brain about awesome stuff, the Internet Explorer vulnerability, attacks are surfacing just as a patch comes down the pipe, the latest numbers on spam versus valid emails, and also news of Linux coders actually being paid for their work. Why is that a bad thing?
It's not a bad thing.
It is a bad thing. And it's un-American. Or not. I don't know. Get out your geek cards. That Computer Show will be right back.
I'd like to buy the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world to sing,
sing with me.
About Valpak.com? It's the online version of the famous Valpak Blue Envelope with even more great offers. At Valpak.com, you could find savings for your home, coupons for eating out,
table for two,
or maybe even discounts on gardening services. Every day is different. Sometimes Valpak.com has savings on long-distance service. Other times, you might find discounts on long-distance travel. To discover today's savings for yourself, just log on to www.valpak.com. Enter your zip code and start browsing our online coupons. Depending on when you visit Valpak.com, you might find savings on pet care, car care, or even hair care. You could come across a coupon for martial arts or save on CDs from the top of the charts. At Valpak.com, you're in control. Just click the coupons that interest you and print them out any day, anytime. So, how does that sound? Valpak.com. There are more savings online
for you. This is Internet Radio. It is diverse and far more entertaining than conventional over-the-air radio. It gives you something you can't get from other forms of audio media. It gives you music you might not hear anywhere else. It gives you interesting points of view and experimental methods of production and content. It's a new type of radio. But there are those that want it gone. There are people who want to take this all away from you. They say that by hearing their product over the internet that they're getting cheated out of millions of dollars. Let's see, you hear their music and decide to buy it. How does that cheat them? You like their product and choose to spend money on it, and that cheats them how? In a free world, people are supposed to have a choice about where they get their entertainment, and your independent internet broadcaster is being threatened by big money conglomerates who demand you do it their way. If you want a free internet radio community, you need to take some positive action now. Not tomorrow, now. Send an email to copyinfo@loc.gov. That is copyinfo, copyinfo, at loc.gov. Tell the Librarian of Congress that the World Wide Web is for all people, broadcasters and listeners alike, who are entitled to enjoy this new technology without the threat of the extortion that the big money music interests are proposing. Small internet broadcasters simply cannot afford to pay an inflated per song per listener fee, and you want the free expression of music as art to remain just that, free for all.
We're gonna do it. Yeah.
$5 foot long.
That's not, no, it's five. $5. Right, no, and it's $5 foot long. It's three.
It's a 5 second commercial.
Is he directing this now?
I was doing it right, wasn't I?
Everyone's loving the Subway famous $5 footlongs, and there's so many to try, like the Oh My Meatball Marinara or the Temptalicious Spicy Italian. $5 footlongs, all day, every day.
$5 footlong.
Blind people are faking it. It's the Onion Radio News. I'm Doyle Redland. An FBI report released today says the blind aren't blind at all. They're a secret society armed with deadly white truncheons and vicious attack dogs. The investigators have been working around the clock to decode cryptic symbols the blind post on elevators and ATM machines. Some insiders suspect this so-called Braille outlines detailed plans for a government takeover. Officials urge all citizens, if you see a blind person, do not help them. Disable them and notify police immediately. Doyle Redland for The Onion Radio News. Pick up The Onion at your newsstand or visit TheOnion.com.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it.
And we are back with more of That Computer Show. You're listening to us live from ThatComputerShow.net as we broadcast from the Blue Room at That Computer Store. I just bought a boogie board.
Whoops.
I meant to do it. It's cool. But I was like, oh, look, Amazon.com. It says they are in stock. What happens if I turn on one click? Click. Oh, look, you just bought this. And that's kind of cool. Actually, I want one. I want to see how it is, because if it's awesome, I'm going to replace all of the whiteboards at That Computer Store with boogie boards. Then I don't have to deal with Eric leaving the cap off the markers. That alone is reason to buy it. Okay, email spam. Do we know what email spam is, Chris? Do you know what spam?
Are you kidding me?
No.
I've probably gotten like 3 email spams since we started the show.
Yes. Well, there's an interesting piece of news, if I can find it. Let's see, a chick in a sexy Nintendo Entertainment Controller dress. That's not what I was looking for.
That's what I'm looking for. Cool. Yeah.
By latest count, 95% of all email is spam. The European Network and Information Security Agency released its new spam report in January, actually. Which looks like spam. It looks at spam budgets, the impact of spam, and spam management. Less than 5% of all email traffic is delivered to mailboxes. This means the main bulk of emails, 95%, is spam.
Wow.
Yeah. It's actually 6% from earlier reports, so really hasn't changed that much. But the interesting thing here is that basically means that 95% of all emails sent are filtered out immediately. So this doesn't count all of the crap that you actually do get that is spam.
That's something needs to happen to the email system. It just needs to change.
But you know, the same thing happened to our physical mail system.
Well, I lived in an apartment complex for a while, and I actually spoke to the management about it. I'd go to my mailbox, and it would always be full. Always. But I very rarely actually got mail that was addressed to me. It was always current tenant, or valued customer, or something thereof. And you'd open the mailbox, and you would just have a solid block rolled up. You know, I applaud the mail deliverers for their uncanny ability to, you know, wrap this much paper into a 4x4 square. It would be a solid block of nothing but coupons and buy this, or here, have some of that, or you need to sign up for these credit cards. And they had the apartment complex said that they couldn't change the rules that they were obligated to let you have this stuff. And there was a big 55-gallon trash can that was there for apparently recycling purposes, I hope.
Yeah.
So 95% of the mail that was in my mailbox also went directly to the trash can.
I mean, I think the problem, you know, my thoughts on that is the problem isn't email or mail. The problem is humanity. So what we need to do is we need to get rid of 95% of humanity, and then the only people left...
I'm pretty certain, though, that 99% of all the email generated was probably like two guys.
That's probably how Hitler got started. Yeah. It basically... If we just get rid of most of the world, the people that are left, they'll just send regular mail. No more spam.
Hmm.
Okay. Yeah, no. Maybe not. Would you say tigers? Tiger tank? Moving on. 75% of Linux code now written by paid developers. During a presentation at linux.conf.au 2010 in Wellington, LWNnet.net founder and kernel contributor Jonathan Corbett, I'm just reading from /dot, don't fear the penguins. Jonathan Corbett offered an analysis of the code contributed to the Linux kernel between December 24, 2008 and January 10, 2010. Basically, they see that 75% of Linux code is written by paid developers. And, you know, this makes a lot of sense, because as the increase of Linux adoption in the corporate world globally increases, obviously they're going to write code for their own needs, then maybe contribute that back to the greater community. So I guess it's interesting. Chris and I were talking the other day how the vast majority of you know the open source community, it was community-based, and that's why it was more nimble than Microsoft's efforts to fix IE, blah, 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 when in fact we may have been inaccurate in our – the initial premise of our discussion was that it's a huge community, when in fact it's probably more a large community.
I think, though, we were accurate because we were talking about – open source in general. This article is talking about the actual kernel of Linux itself.
Well, true, but you have to. But I mean, it makes sense, and I think this is probably why Linux has enjoyed such a snowball effect of popularity. Because I remember when I was into Linux back in the day, like Slackware, when Slackware 2 hit, Linux was not user friendly. It was not pretty. It was a pain in the butt. You couldn't get drivers for anything. The biggest complaint.
Wow,
from
sounds
the
like the first version of Windows too. You remember Windows 3?
That wasn't the first version of Windows, but
well, the first version of Windows that was popular.
But you know, the problem, the complaint from nearly everybody was, I have this NVIDIA video card and I can't get drivers. I have this 3Com network card and I can't get drivers. You know, that's now. It's kind of a non-issue for most things.
It's actually the other way around.
Yeah, legacy
apps. The 3Com. 3Com 3C905B network card, which was the staple network card for many a year, does not work in Vista or Windows 7. There are no drivers whatsoever.
Yeah, it's interesting.
But it works fine in Ubuntu. So
yeah.
It uses the emulated NE 2000 kernel mode drivers.
Yeah, now, back in the day, forget about it. It was like you had to use a ISA 10 megabit NE 2000 compatible card using like a Realtek chip. And it was. Anyway, so it's interesting. And I'm glad to see it because. That's, I think, what's fueled the adoption. Because now you can build a computer and say, well, yeah, Linux is going to run on it. This uses all standard hardware. It's nothing weird and esoteric, and it's going to work.
My phone uses Linux.
Thank you to 75% of those Linux. The other 25%, incidentally, live in their mother's basements. I didn't write the report. I'm kidding. I'm joking.
If you look at the figures include companies such as Google, Red Hat, IBM... so it's not really, you know, these small, tiny little companies.
Yeah, no, and that's my point. It's
and a lot of what's interesting is a lot of the what we call kernel hackers, the people that actually develop the kernel. The developing the kernel might not be their day job. It will be something they do, and they also work at Google, or they also work at places like, I don't know, Microsoft or IBM or HP.
What?
So.
Steve Ballmer, CEO of Microsoft, spoke at a Nashville Technology Council at Trevica Nazarene University. He participated in a meet-and-greet session with students from local colleges and universities. At that event, a Trevica student asked Ballmer to sign his Mac laptop.
Steve Ballmer?
In an action that Tech Flash blogger Todd Bishop described as a scene that will make Mac fans feel like they're watching Thomas Kincaid scribble on a Van Gogh, Ballmer graciously agreed to do so right across the Mac logo. Steve Ballmer...
signing a Mac. He has some really, really hate issues going on with some Mac, man.
Hold on, it says, Mr. Ballmer, yes, would you sign my laptop? Hold on, I'm reading it. It's got Windows on it, I promise. It's a Mac. And Steve Ballmer's laughing and he writes developers, not really. That'd be awesome. Wow. That's amazing. So there you go, Steve Ballmer giving a little Mac love. Actually,
Speaking of Mac,
a lot of Mac love.
Do you remember Macworld 1997 in Boston? Steve Jobs surprised everybody.
Was that the hat in hand speech?
He announced a new partnership with Microsoft, a company at that time was still considered Apple's arch nemesis.
Yeah.
The terms of the agreement would be that Microsoft would invest $150 million into Apple and continue to support Office and the Mac for the next 5 years. In exchange,
putting Apple on life support.
Yeah, in exchange, Apple agreed to drop its lawsuit against Microsoft for copying the quote look and feel of Mac, the Mac OS, and also agreeing to shudder to read this. Also agreeing to make Internet Explorer the default web browser on the Mac. That was 1997. Things have changed quite a bit in the past 13 years. You know, Apple has its own browser. A far superior operating system, some say. yeah. Well, they kind of got into a spat with Google, so now they need a search engine.
The war is coming. I'm telling you.
they're going to use Microsoft Bing as a default search engine on the iPhone. Now, this is coming from the Network World site. The speculation is that they're going to use Microsoft Bing temporarily because Apple is working on its own search engine offering. So,
yeah.
They basically want to cut the ties with Google entirely.
Yeah. From the New York Times, the latest skirmish, Business Week reported Wednesday that Apple is in talks with Microsoft to make Bing the default search engine on the iPhone Safari web browser. The article said the two companies have been negotiating for weeks over a possible partnership on the iPhone. Basically, they've been in Vegas with strippers, hookers, and booze. Not really. I'm making that up.
Probably. Don't fret, Apple users. You can still switch it back to Google. So
I'm just saying, man, the war is coming, and I'm using a Google phone.
He's been indoctrinated.
I don't know. The war's coming. And they have ninjas, obviously.
Resistance is futile.
Yeah. Wow, that's a cool-looking dress. It's a Ninja controller. Okay, so I had some other cool piece of news. Linux developers.
Well, speaking of the Google hack, I want to bring up some news about the Google hack. Apparently, Microsoft was aware of this particular exploit, and they patched it yesterday. Apparently, or the day before yesterday.
Is it
they admitted that they were aware of the flaw for quite some time, and it was in part of an investigation that they determined the vulnerability was the same as a vulnerability. Responsibility reported to them and confirmed back in September. They knew about this, so it's speculated that they could have fixed the issue that affected the machines that was the major attack vector for these Chinese attacks on these 33 companies. Now, granted, not saying that these Chinese attacks would not have occurred anyway. They probably would have occurred. They probably would have just used some other attack vector, like I don't know, Adobe Flash or a PDF thing or ninjas, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Toy ninjas, like in the Nexus one.
Well, of course, ninjas are Japanese. So it would have to be. Of course, they are for hire. I mean
yeah, just ninjas are just it's hire crimes. I mean, I don't know any ninjas who aren't immune to
like
the dollar
contract. Yeah,
bills, y'all. So yeah, they released a patch. It's they had planned on patching that in February, but apparently. These Chinese attackers jumped the gun. So
I look, and I'm installing the patch as we speak. So hackers beware!
If you're running Windows and you use Internet Explorer, or you're just running Windows, update today.
Run Windows updates, no matter what your operating system is. If there's an
I'm running Linux. I'm not going to run Windows update on Linux.
Run Linux updates, whatever. Run your updates, man. Come on.
Yeah, you got to keep it up to date.
You're just asking for it. I mean, what was the alt conf? Configger?
Oh, yeah, man. It's bad news.
This thing has been patched for a couple of years now. Over a year and a half, something like that. Anyway.
Speaking of updates, Firefox gets an update. Firefox 3.6 is out. Couple of new features that it supports. Nothing really major. It adds what they call personas, which are a light version of the theming capability. Instead of just changing the entire look and feel of the browser, as some themes do, it basically is like a decal that goes over the browser. There's a pretty cool Star Trek one. I'll show you, Steven. Star Trek. And then, yeah. Taking the interface where no interface should go.
Yeah, I like it.
There's also plugin check. Now,
they did that with IE a while back, and it just looks stupid.
Yeah, but people liked it. I don't know. So they're doing it. As an option. Plugin check. Now, this goes into what we were speaking about before. People might run Windows Update and update some of their software. Windows Update does not update anything that is not Microsoft or that's in Microsoft servers. So it updates some of your drivers. It updates Windows, and it'll update Office if you tell it to. But it doesn't update your add-ons to Internet Explorer or Firefox. And a lot of these add-ons can be used as an attack vector, such as Adobe Acrobat, Shockwave Flash, QuickTime. These things you run but might not get up to date as often as your rest of your system. Plugin check, updates, make sure all your plugins and then add-ons for Firefox are up to date. And apparently, Firefox 3.6's new JavaScript engine is faster, and they add some really cool toys for CSS, which nobody else will use. So
there you go. That is all for this segment of That Computer Show, broadcasting live from www.thatcomputershow.com. Don't you hate it when people say www?
Just
they leave off, they truncate the third W? Drives me nuts. Anyway, we'll be back after the break. I'm going to tell you about Holiday Inn warming up your bed for you. This is actually kind of creepy news to me. Stay tuned, sit tight. That Computer Show will be right back.
Have you heard about Valpak.com? It's the online version of the famous Valpak Blue Envelope with even more great offers. At Valpak.com, you could find savings for your home, coupons for eating out,
table for two,
or maybe even discounts on gardening services. To discover today's savings for yourself, just log on to www.valpak.com. Enter your zip code and start browsing our online coupons. So, how does that sound? Valpak.com. There are more savings online for you.
You worked too hard, you ate too much, the cheesecake made you greedy. Let your aching head and stomach hear this message from Old Speedy. Alka-Seltzer, plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Ah, those Speedy Alka-Seltzer bubbles burst into action to relieve your upset stomach and aching head fast. It's only as directed. What a relief it is. What a relief.
Hot dog, Armor hot dog. What kinds of kids eat Armor hot dog?
Fat kids, skinny kids, kids with
slime
on rocks.
Dog
kids, fizzy kids.
Even kids with chicken pox love hot dog.
Armor hot dog.
The dog kids love to bite. Up on the old banjo, put on the mustard and away we go.
When men fight dogs, they do say yay.
But when kids fight dogs, they yell.
Hooray for hot dogs.
Armor hot dog.
The dog kids love to
big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O pudding.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O tap. The Alka pudding, yes, sirree.
From San Francisco comes...
Rice, a-roni, the San Francisco treat. Rice, a-roni, the flavor can't be beat. One pan, no boiling, cooking ease.
A flavor that is sure to please.
Rice-a-roni, the San Francisco treat.
Rice-a-roni, the delicious break from potatoes, now in six fabulous flavors.
One pan, no boiling, cooking ease.
A flavor that is sure to please.
Rice-a-roni, the San Francisco treat.
Meow, 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 meow.
Mix from Purina, the cat food with three separate flavors in one package. Three flavors that cats love best, tuna, liver, and chicken. Meow Mix tastes so good, cats ask for it by name.
Meow. Junior, now that you're selling yourself for a buck, you're going to meet a lot of girls.
What?
When a whopper loves a woman, they... Here, take this.
What's this?
It's an extra napkin. Put it in your wallet.
Thanks, Dr. Love.
Don't mention it.
Whopper Jr. for a buck. Bringing some attitude to the PK Value Menu.
It's the Onion Radio News. Spain vows eternal vigilance in its war on bulls. This is Doyle Redland reporting. Following a series of brutal attacks, Spanish Prime Minister José Luis Zapatero angrily pledged today that he will not rest until Spain is free of rampaging bulls. In a show of defiance, Zapatero spoke from a bull-proof podium in Pamplona.
Aquellos que dicen que este problema es demasiado grande para el gobierno de España derrotar.
Spanish military officials cautiously estimate it could take years, perhaps even decades, to eradicate the menace of the bulls. They plan to enlist the help of other nations in the fight by recruiting bullfighting specialists from Mexico and Argentina. Doyle Redland for the Onion Radio News.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, load it, point it, zoom it, press it.
And we are back. More of that computer show to warm your heart. Just like Holiday Inn will warm your bed.
What?
Yes.
Link me this because...
Holiday Inn is launching a bed warming service. I'm pretty sure they've been doing this in Vegas for years.
Well,
but
that's where they
hookers.
Take like a heated... They take like a heated pad and put it in your bed, right?
No.
Or the coals and stuff from the fire, and they stick it under the foot of
it. Yeah, that would set your bed on fire. Holiday Inn, operator of over 4,000 hotels worldwide, will begin to offer a free 5-minute human bed warming service at its London Kensington Hotel throughout next week.
Humans?
If requested, a willing member of hotel staff will jump in your bed dressed head to toe in an all-in-one sleeper suit until your nightly chamber warms up. It's like having a giant water bottle in your bed, is how Holiday Inn spokeswoman Jane Bednall. That's really her name. Described the idea. Bed warmers Jackie Berry and Nick Woods, pictured above, helped to beat the big freeze for Lawrence Lancashire in the center.
I wonder, did they cuddle?
They look pretty happy. I mean, this is a really... She's kind of cute, you know? I don't know.
What do you do when someone asks you what your job is?
I lay in other people's beds. What if they fart in your bed, man? Come on!
They better leave a tip,
huh? Oh, no! I just can't get... No way, man. I kind of like slipping into a nice chilly... You know, that's like the whole... I like getting into bed. My pillow's nice and cold, and I snuggle up and all that. And I don't want somebody getting in my bed and farting in it to warm it up. I don't want that. I'm not going to pay for that.
In your room. Blanket's just up.
Well, at least this is the British, not the Dutch, so...
No, I was hoping you wouldn't do that. Oh, wow. In related news...
There is no related news.
Neptune and Uranus may have oceans of liquid diamond.
Maybe there is.
I wasn't kidding. Okay. Blah, blah, blah. Unobtainium. Surprise finding comes from the first detailed measurements of the melting point of diamond as reported by Discovery News. Scientists zapped a diamond with a laser at pressures 40 million times greater than the Earth's atmosphere at sea level, then slowly reduced both the temperatures and the pressure. They eventually found that diamond behaves like water during freezing and melting, and that chunks of diamond will float in the liquid diamond. That's crazy. Diamond oceans could explain why the magnetic fields of Uranus and Neptune appear tilted so far off their north-south axes, given that they could deflect or tilt the magnetic fields. Both planets may consist of up to 10% carbon, the elemental building block of diamond. And I don't want to talk about methane and Uranus. Thank you, Kyle. Scientists, wow, really? I shouldn't be on the air right now. Scientists won't know for sure until they can launch missions to the planets or try to simulate planetary conditions on Earth. But we'd wager it's worth a shot for NASA, blah, 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 blah. So, diamonds. Liquid diamonds, man. Just think about that. What if you accidentally drink? Dead.
I wonder what Jennifer Love Hewitt would have to say.
About liquid diamonds on Uranus?
Anyway.
And Neptune. Moscow stray dogs evolving a greater intelligence, including a mastery of the subway.
That's okay. That's different.
Popsci.com, as reported by Stuart Fox. What is up with name irony today? For every 300 Muscovites, that's what they call people from Moscow. Not Moscow.
Musconians or
Muscovites? What?
Bears on unicycles.
Wow.
Every citizen of Moscow.
Yeah.
Well, that's what it is on Family Guy.
For every 300 Muscovites, there's a stray dog wandering the streets of Russia's capital. And according to Andrei Poyakor...
What's the ratio to bears on unicycles?
They don't even talk about that here. Basically, evolution, fierce pressure of urban living has driven the dogs to evolve wolf-like traits, increased intelligence, and even the ability to navigate the subway. Wow. That's actually kind of cool. I just like the headline that, you know, dogs can master the subway when most people that I know can't master the subway. But they beggar dogs relying on scraps of food from commuters can not only recognize which humans are most likely to give them something to eat, but have evolved to ride the subway system using scents and the ability to recognize the train conductor's names for different stops. They incorporate many stations into their territories. Dude, seriously.
They're techno.
Although, I read an interesting article weeks ago about the evolved intelligence of the common house dog, how house dogs have learned to read, emulate, and coexist with human emotions. For example, I had an Alaskan Malamute that knows how to smile and would smile at the appropriate time. My little dog, Serenity, knows just what to do to get a scrap of food from someone, how to be cute. She actually turns it on. You can see it. Her eyes get big. And obviously, that is not a something that occurs in the wild. She does. I don't think Papillons exist in the wild, actually. Or they would utilize their cuteness as their defense mechanism. They would just turn on the cuteness.
Lion would go, rah, oh, how cute. I can't eat you.
Yeah. Wow. A lot of strays in Russia.
Bears?
Yeah, not bears.
Okay, what was it? The end of last year, we talked about what happened to Jamie Thomas Rassett.
Who?
This is the lady that was slapped with a $1.2 million lawsuit for infringing on 24 songs. We talked about this.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, the courts have decided, or actually one U.S. District Judge, Michael Davis, who has a level head on his shoulders, apparently said, what? No. Okay. The need for deterrence, I'm quoting him, cannot justify a $2 million verdict for stealing and illegally distributing 24 songs for the sole purpose of obtaining free music. Moreover, although plaintiffs were not required to provide their actual damages, statutory damages must bear some relation to actual damages. I mean, the lady grabbed 24 songs and was kind of sharing them. I don't think that hurt the music industry by $2 million. So, this judge basically said, nah. Reduced her fine down to, you know, only $54,000. Unfortunately, Ms. Thomas Rassett said she still can't pay it. $54,000 is still beyond her iTunes budget. So, you know, basically they're like not going to get their money.
Does this EMP gun hurt people?
I don't think it would hurt you, no. And I certainly hope not, because in the video that you're looking at, which is a really, really cool video of an electromagnetic pulse gun,
it's probably cool
that the police can use to stop your car dead cold. Scientists at Eureka Aerospace, these guys have built basically the biggest EMP gun, or HPEMS. It's electromagnetic pulse gun. What it does is it fires a pulse of electromagnetic energy at your car, basically frying the computer or disabling it. And since all of our cars are all computer run, the car just shuts down. Eric, however, his car would keep on running. I believe the only thing that would stop Eric's car is a broken valve stem. I mean, a nuclear explosion.
Wow. I'm not sure if that was a compliment or an insult.
Well, I mean, his car doesn't have a computer. Well, it might have a computer in it, but it would be his notebook.
Yeah.
And his car's not powered.
His notebook.
So, this thing's really cool. They have a video on their site showing a gentleman in a vehicle, a Toyota perhaps. I think it's what it is. They fire up the gun, and the Toyota cuts off. So, kind of uneventful, but they do show some pretty cool shots of this gun. It's neat.
I just got an instant message from Eric saying, it can't stop mine. I believe that happened moments before you compliment/insulted him. Yeah. Yeah. And you probably can't. That's. I want to see this video with sound, because without sound, it's kind of boring.
The gun doesn't make any sound, unfortunately. Well, but I think they need to mount speakers on the side of it and make it go pew. You may fire when ready.
Stand by, ion control. All right, so you guys have heard about this stuff going on in Haiti, right?
Yeah, have you seen the video? There's a video actually showing earthquake footage. There's footage of a building. Just the camera starts shaking, the building just disappears. It's really, really devastating.
No, I haven't. And, you know, if you've got money to spare, donate, please. Let's help out where we can.
Don't listen to Pat Robertson. The man's sick in the brain.
If you can help. But this is an interesting piece of news. Doctors Without Borders. It's hard to do your work when the infrastructure has basically been rebooted, melted, liquefied.
Like the overdrive in my transmission.
But on a bigger scale where people die. So, not like that at all. But no, okay. So, Doctors Without Borders, they're armed with what is called a plug-and-play hospital.
Oh, this thing is neat.
Yeah, basically it's an inflatable tent with generators and sanitation equipment that can function without connecting to any grid, since there really isn't a grid to connect.
It blows up like faster than the autopilot on airplane.
Yeah, this is pretty awesome. There's a video on device.com. They put this thing together, and
it's sort of like, you know, those inflatable jungle gym things that you see at the parks and stuff with all the balls inside. And you go in, and it's like that, but it's a hospital. They inflate this thing up, and boom, it's like hospital. Just add water, and they have power and sanitary conditions to perform a multitude of medical tasks.
This is amazing. I mean, yeah, this is good stuff.
So. Have you seen we talked about this, but the Hulk?
Yeah.
Super soldier exoskeleton?
We have news about the Hulk today.
Oh, the videos are pretty impressive.
Yeah.
We talked about this, but it's finally, we're actually, you know, seeing actual footage of them using it, and some, there's a YouTube link here that shows promotional, apparently, video of it.
The problem with the Hulk, traditionally, is that you don't like him when he's angry.
But this one's not green, Steven. No.
The Hulk exoskeleton, the problem is the batteries only last a couple hours. And it's great when the batteries are working, because you're all like, I'm the Hulk, moving up out mountains and crap like that. And then the batteries go dead, and then you're just carrying, you know, 70, 100 pounds worth of just metal on your legs. And then you are, well, you take a movement penalty. Huh? You could handle it? Whatever, Kyle. Whatever. So
they're going to use fuel cells.
Yeah. They've contracted with, what's the name of the company? Protonix Technology Corporation. They're going to develop.
It's a good name.
It is, yeah. They're hypothesizing that fuel cells would sustain 72-hour missions on a single charge and provide power sockets for military accessories that require their own batteries, basically paving the way for combat suits.
What's that, man?
You could stick your flash drive in your suit. Yeah, and MP3. Yeah, exactly.
It's like it allows you to carry 200 pounds into combat and charge your iPhone. So. Yeah.
Wow. Because that's one thing about my Android, man. I go through battery.
Yeah, I do too. Oh, battery. Speaking of, those of us that own a Samsung Moment, take your Moment down to the closest Sprint store that has a repair center in the store and get your phone updated to the latest update because it does increase battery life and add some other cool functionality. You know, like the Sprint TV that actually doesn't work when you get the phone, it makes that work. And some other features. So,
wow. A red letter date for Twitter. Bill Gates, master and commander of anything blue with a screen of death, has joined the Twitterati.
Oh, yeah, man.
He opened his account yesterday with the words, "Hello, world. Hard at work on my foundation letter publishing on 125. I wonder how long it's going to take for him to get more followers than Ashton Kutcher. Because, you know, Ashton Kutcher was the first man to hit, or first person, excuse me, get a million followers.
Yeah, but Ashton Kutcher doesn't really have anything important to say. Yo Dog.
What is Bill Gates going to say on Twitter?
I don't know. I just got into my $1.5 million sports car and drove to the store to pick up some eggs because Mrs. Gates couldn't buy a dozen. No, she had to buy half a dozen. I don't know.
What?
That's still... he's the richest man in the world. I'm pretty sure he's got some pretty interesting things to say.
I am also excited.
Even if they're not interesting things to say, they're boring things said by the richest man in the world. Which is pretty interesting on its own.
I wonder when the Trexa platform is going to come out.
Have you seen the Transformers flash drives?
Yes, I have, actually. We have a catalog in the bathroom, and we're going to buy them.
Isn't that cool?
You can get 4 gigabytes
of storage.
You can get Ravage, or you can get an optical mouse that turns into a Dinobot.
That's pretty cool too.
That is, we was talking about that last night. I'm going to buy one. We're probably going to sell them at the store because that's just that cool. Okay, so looks like that's all for this episode of That Computer Shore. That Computer Show.
Better than Jersey Shore, which is a different show.
We'll be back next week with more of That Computer Show at That Computer Store. Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hit us up during the week at thatcomputershow.net to get downloads, blog posts, past episodes, and more. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Look us up at TCS Joe. I wonder what Bill Gates' Twitter is. I'm going to have to add him. Yeah, I'm going to add him now.
It's Billy G, I think.
Billy G, nice. Until next week, this is Steven.
And this is Chris.
And you have been listening to
That Computer Show.